This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, that is what?
855-529-7234. Give us a call or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
I'm Fred Penny, your host with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks, my co-host. We're talking about all areas of law. Remember, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics. Do not try to use what we tell you today in a court of law, even though we're pretty smart, it's not a smart thing to do. Remember, we're the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative. That's what's important. Sometimes informative radio show on earth other than those wonderful, beautiful, entertaining, late-night alien shows. So that's what's important. Hey, listen, a couple of things we got to remember is next week, we miss Denise, but we like to fill in sometimes, and Denise is going to be gone next week. Please join us next week for a special guest, Mark Altimos from Cohen Feely, Altimos, and Rambo is the law firm. And I'm going to ask him why Rambo's not coming in the studio, but we're going to have Mark on. We're also, interesting, Monday morning, I will be at KMED 1440 AM in Medford, Oregon, on their morning show. They're going to interview me, and then in the afternoon around 12, between 12 and 1 on the noon show at KYKN 1430 AM, I believe it's 1430, Salem, Oregon. I will be there. They'll be interviewing me about Radio Law Talk. So Oregon is going to have a bunch of Fred Penny coming up on Monday. So be prepared, those of you in Oregon, to shut your radio off.
You know, you're talking to somebody who grew up in Oregon.
I know. You wish you were with me.
I was in Medford High School till my 10th grade.
Well, Grants Pass, Oregon. We're in Grants Pass. We're
right
on a station there, and I'm going to find it right now because I don't want to forget the name of the Grants Pass. We got such a big list, it takes me a while to find it. But we're going to find in Grants Pass, Grants Pass, KCMD 99.3 FM in Grants Pass. So we're all around your hometown, Denise, and
yeah,
we love...
Well, my hometown is Eugene.
That's true, but you know all of Oregon. I mean, that's
you.
You're an Oregon Duck, correct?
I'm a Duck alumni, and...
What about the ones that don't like you,
The Beavers.
The Beavers, yeah.
Well, I can tell you something off air.
Court Palace.
All right.
I can't say it on the air.
My uncle was a professor for many years.
Okay. Yeah. So I like Oregon State. Yeah. Oregon State's a beautiful, beautiful college. I like their football program. So I'll tell you what I like about Oregon State. Oregon State, the Ducks, have the coolest uniforms. Even my wife, who's not a fan of really sports, she's not a big sports fan, she always talks about, wow, their uniforms are always new and different. And it's because, obviously, Nike sponsors them, and that's where Nike's headquarters are. But they have the nicest uniforms pretty much in all the NCAA football.
And that's Oregon, not Oregon State. Oregon State,
yes,
is the Beavers, right?
No, that's what I said.
That's correct.
I said, oh,
yeah.
I said
yeah.
University.
Yeah.
I said University of Oregon.
Okay, so
yeah,
we'll make sure we're clear on that.
Yeah. The other guys don't have as much money because Nike isn't there for them. I don't know. Does Nike help sponsor Oregon State? I don't know.
No. They're really Oregon.
Yeah, they're the Ducks, and that has actually been documented as being a big recruiting tool for athletes going to Oregon, is the gear that they get.
You're right.
Because they play for the Ducks and because Nike sponsors them.
And they look great. I'm telling you, they have the best uniforms. I love them.
And speaking of gear, I'd like to plug NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers donated latest state-of-the-art concussion-proof helmets to all of three high schools in the Chico area where he played high school football.
And also to his former alma mater.
Buick College or Cal? Either Buick College or Cal.
It was Cal.
He just got these helmets, and, you know, of course, they had the Paradise Fire. They had all that stuff. He donated all those helmets. I think it's a big deal.
He had a rough day. He had a rough day at the Monday night football game. But it worked out okay. Yeah, they won. They played the Bears. Yeah. All I know is I watched the game, and whew, yeah. It was rough on offenses both sides. But we're going to talk about the El Paso Walmart shooting. The survivors are now suing Walmart. The San Francisco Pier killing case of Kate Stein. There is something going on there you have to hear about. And we got to talk about our Bud Light and Miller Coors corn syrup lawsuits, latest ruling by the judges. You got to hear this. I love that. And we're going to make sure we cover it this second hour. But before we do all that, we do our most important thing, which is case or no case. And Cal, roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
You know, all this talk of mascots and all that stuff just plays so perfectly into what our case or no case is for this hour. You remember Tony the Tiger, the mascot for Kellogg Sugar Frosted Flakes, the guy who said, "They're great." Remember that?
I loved it.
Okay. Remember Exxon and their mascot, the Exxon Tiger? Yeah. Well, in this case or no case, the Kellogg company said the Exxon Tiger was too similar to Tony the Tiger. Even though both tigers have been emblematic of their respective brands for more than 30 years, Kellogg, for some reason, all of a sudden felt threatened by Tony the Tiger, concerned that children would mistake the gas station cat for the beloved beast on their cereal box. So after all of that, Kellogg sought legal counsel to see if they could protect their aged trademark from Exxon's Tiger. And I ask you, case or no case? And since Fred went first last time, Mr. Kunin,
yes.
You are up to bat, and Denise, you're on deck.
All right. So it is Kellogg suing allegedly Exxon for the confusion.
Expressing concern that Exxon, because Exxon's Tiger in the Tank came after Tony the Tiger.
All right. I'm going to say, yes, this is a case.
Okay.
And you probably want an outcome. I'm going to go out on a limb and say no outcome yet, still pending. But the jurisdiction for this would be the Trademark Appeals Board. And so it's when I say a case, it's not that they filed one in a court. They filed it through in front of the appropriate adjudicator
of these things.
And it is with the, I just had it right there, the Trademark Appeals Board, and it's still pending. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, Denise, what say you?
I do not know why I'm in agreement with Todd. Again, I really try hard not to, like, get in his head.
Well, he gets in yours all the time.
Okay. There is a trademark court, too.
Right.
And there's an appellate court, too. And it stems out of the trademark. You know what? I'm going to say no case.
Good one. We can do something different. Now let's do something different.
Okay, yeah,
no
fine.
Case.
You're entitled.
All right,
to
am
do
I
that.
Up?
I believe you are.
I'll tell you right now, I think I know why this is going on. You're saying, I don't know why this is going on right now. But I'll tell you, because I believe I know enough about trademarks to get myself in trouble. It's a 30-year run, and I think it's coming up due the trademark, and therefore they have to fight this now. So I think it is a case because the trademark is running on Tony the Tiger. And I believe that is a case, and the winner is exactly what Todd said, is it's pending. We don't know yet.
Hmm. Well, I'm pretty fascinated by all of that. Denise says,
yeah. I'll tell you right now.
Denise almost agreed with Todd, so we almost had synchronicity on our opinion.
All I know is I love cornflakes. And I tell you, when I grew up, we had frosted flakes. We had no money, Cal. No money growing up. And when once a month, Mom would buy either Captain Crunch or Frosted Flakes.
And in a big, huge container, right?
Yeah, and my brother would run down first and eat it. And he was eating the last part. Well, I still remember that. And I said, "That's not fair." He goes, "What are you going to do?" And he put it in his mouth and spit it back in and said, "That's mine now. I'm going to eat the last bowl." He goes, "You want it?" I said, "Sure." And I took it and I walked over and I dumped it down the drain.
Oh, man.
That was an actual fact when I grew up. My brother, who is now a judge. We'll be right back after this.
Well, at least he had a wise way of settling a dispute. We'll have more. Case or no case, the outcome of this coming up after this on Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Clinic.com to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Tony the Tiger, they're great. I love Frosted Flakes. Yep. Oh, my gosh, and I'm on a diet, so I can't eat Frosted Flakes. My two favorite cereals, and this is, we're not plugging anyone, is Frosted Flakes and Captain Crunch. You just can't beat those two. And so here we are. We got Tony the Tiger. I think the, you know, their trademark's running, but they bring a lawsuit, Kellogg's does, against Exxon's Tiger, saying, look, it's too close to the Tony the Tiger and for a trademark issue. And the question is it a case? And if so, who wins? We have Denise said, just threw her arms up. She was going to – she just could not agree with Todd. I get that. And she said, no case. Todd said, case. I hope Denise wins just to throw at Todd.
Too. I kind of want to – you know, I want my boys are weird thing.
And then Todd said, case. And right now it's pending, so yes. We don't know. And I followed you, Todd, and said, case, but pending – because I think the it all comes down to trademarks coming due.
You know, that's really smart.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
By the way, the case was filed in 2006.
Boys are weird.
I'm just going to play that for you now, Denise. It's not a harbinger of anything. I'm just playing it because I know you like to hear it.
I do. That's the one that I relate
all
to
right.
the most.
Okay. Tell us.
For those of you who say this was not
okay.
a case, all please right. raise your hand, and I thank you for that. And oh, boy.
Oh, Denise.
Oh, boy.
2006.
Now, in the original... bringing this to the district court, Exxon said, how could we infringe on Kellogg's rights because the parties have coexisted for decades? The district court thought the same thing, dismissing Kellogg's claims on the conclusion that Kellogg, as a matter of law, had acquiesced to Exxon's use of the Tiger.
Ooh.
However, the appellate court disagreed.
Reinstated it.
They finding that Kellogg's claims were entitled to proceed, the court held that the theory of progressive encroachment could explain and justify Kellogg's failure to take action earlier.
Because it slowly encroached.
Yeah, slowly encroached. Kellogg argued that Exxon's expansion in the 1990s into the sale of non-petroleum products under its cartoon Tiger mark, food and beverages, represented a usurpation of their copyrighted item. Now,
good, I see.
2006, so what happened? Good question, right? I could not find a court-based outcome to this case.
Settled. It's settled.
But here's what happened. Exxon stopped using the Tiger. Kellogg has just barely now started reintroducing Tony the Tiger to market the sugar frosted flakes. But Exxon no longer uses a tiger in your tank or any of that stuff as their marketing. So I suspect, again, just based on empirical evidence, my guessing, because I searched. Maybe you got better. I don't have LexisNexis, so I couldn't find a real outcome. I suspect that Exxon and Kellogg said, you know what? Because remember, Exxon became Esso, and then because they had the Exxon Valdez thing, and they kind of rebranded themselves a little bit. So now Exxon no longer uses the Tiger. So I'm expecting that part of that may have been due to the court case.
Did it used to be called? Okay, I'm looking up old images of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
So okay, now you said the word sugar. Everything they're taking out, like Sugar Smacks. Remember Sugar Smacks?
They don't call them that anymore.
They call them Honey Smacks.
Right. High energy Smacks.
Yeah, and then no Honey Smacks because the word sugar is bad now in nowadays society.
And I love the Calvin and Hobbes where they call them chocolate sugar frosted buzz bombs.
Yeah. So did they used to call them, if you guys know, it's 855 Law Radio, if you can help us. Did they used to call them sugar frosted flakes? I don't know. I'm looking it up right now.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yep, here it is. I'm looking at a 1953 box. Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes.
You bet.
They pulled that off, and now it just says Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
And I'm like, I want to know, do you like them when they're crunchy or do you like the
crunchy milk
to make them soggy?
No.
And see, I'm the opposite. I've been the opposite my whole life. I wait till it gets soft.
Ooh,
in the milk.
That grosses me out. I throw it out. Seriously, if I don't eat it fast and when they're crunchy, and it's, I just throw them out.
So, quick crack legal research here.
Okay, tell me how it came out. Where do you have to come up
it
with?
Says here, this is from zelle.com.
Okay.
Soon after the district court's rulings on Kellogg's dilution claims, where they said it could go, the parties settled the case.
Okay, but it did go to the sixth appellate. It did go to
yes.
the sixth appellate, so they did settle after that.
Okay,
like
yes. So do they get 2 points?
One.
Only one.
I said it was still pending, and it's not.
One each.
So okay, we do know one thing. It's called Frosted Flakes and not Sugar Frosted Flakes anymore. And I'm happy for Tony the Tiger. He is my friend.
Yep, and that is case or no case
this
hour.
Hey, we need to – here's an issue. Okay, I knew this. The Walmart shooting in El Paso – The lawsuits have not officially been filed, but they're saying they're filing them now. Guess what the argument is? And remember, Walmart just came down recently. Yeah, I got two. Walmart just came down and said they're going to stop selling handgun ammunition and has asked customers to no longer open carry in its stores, even though you have a concealed weapon.
And they're not selling the .223
right.
or other rounds commonly used in multi-fire semi-automatic
right.
type weapons.
So basically,
right, but they're still selling regular guns
and
rifles and hunting.
And like .30-06 ammo, but they're not selling stuff that would be commonly used in what they would call an assault-style weapon.
Okay, so they've done all that. But guess what? They're still getting sued anyway. So we've got the issue of, and this is the argument that happens a lot. As a plaintiff's lawyer, I know this is an argument. The argument is, did Walmart, was it foreseeable this would happen at Walmart? And the question is, did you have adequate security to thwart it, not necessarily from the beginning, or thwart this act the minute it started occurring? And the argument for these families and these individuals that of the people who have died and or the individuals that are still seriously injured is they did not have adequate security, and even if they did have security, they weren't armed security. So therefore, these walls are, I mean, there's not a lot to talk about here. This is just starting out, but I want to bring that up.
Well, I thought, the interesting thing is that they're not suing for money. They're actually suing
for now.
A declaratory of relief.
For now.
Well, that's probably true.
Oh, they'll take oh, they're not suing for money. Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Did you fall for that, Denise?
That was funny.
I did.
Yes, you're right. Right now, they're suing just for declaratory relief.
They're suing for discovery.
Money. Yeah.
We don't want the money.
I'm sure money's not going to come up.
Whatever.
All right, we'll talk about the Bud Light and the Miller Coors argument and the case. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk, and there's much more to come.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search and rescue teams are still trying to reach some Bahamian communities isolated by floodwaters and debris after Hurricane Dorian, which the official death toll has now risen to 43. Several hundred people, many of them Haitian immigrants, waited at ABCO's Marsh Harbor in hopes of leaving the disaster zone on vessels arriving with aid. Bahamian security forces were organizing evacuations on landing craft. Other boats, including yachts and private craft, were also helping to evacuate people.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
In February, if you watch the wonderful Super Bowl, probably one of the best commercials and funniest commercials was in ancient times that shows the Bud Light people cruising around with this big, huge, you know, barrel full of corn syrup.
Let us take it to them at once.
Listen. Put it on pause for a second. Put it on pause for a second, Cal. So what they're doing is taking, those of you who haven't seen it or are living under a rock, taking this corn syrup around, and it was, quote, it was accidentally delivered to the old Bud Light castle, and they're taking it to Coors and Miller's castle, saying, isn't this your corn syrup? And they argue they are not. They don't have corn syrup in Bud Light. Go ahead and play the commercial.
My king, this corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Let us take it to them at once.
It shows them going across
the
mountains.
If it did happen, we'd eat the wizard first, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, brewers of Miller Lite, we received your corn syrup by mistake.
That's not our corn syrup. We received our shipment this morning.
You're joking.
Try the Coors Light Castle. They also use corn syrup.
You guys see it? It's all old medieval.
Can you smoke outside?
Oh, brewers of Coors Light, is this corn syrup yours?
Well, well, well. Looks like the corn syrup has come home to be brewed.
That's it. That's it. So anyway, that commercial alone has sparked lawsuits galore between Coors and Miller and Bud Light. Now, how this occurs is during the fermenting process, apparently Coors do use a corn syrup type base, but it's during the fermenting process. So there's no corn syrup, you know, I'm giving the overall general picture, in the beer. It's just for the fermenting process, where apparently Bud Light doesn't do that. But still, They're claiming and arguing that Bud Light's misleading the consumer in thinking that they have corn syrup in their beer, which it's not in the beer, it's just in the fermenting process. Therefore, they sued, and here's the most interesting thing about this whole thing. Guess what? So, Miller and Coors win this part of the lawsuit that we're thinking, wow, it's a huge hit on Bud Light, who says they're going to appeal, and Miller and Coors win, and the court said, it was a Wisconsin federal judge, said they have a certain amount of time to take the word no corn syrup off their packages, that's Bud Light's packages, because it insinuates the other guys, Miller and Coors, have corn syrup. Now, that alone, legal argument, I don't follow that, Your Honor. I don't follow that, because that why can't Miller and Coors put "we have no corn syrup on ours too" on their labeling? But the weird thing is the judge said that insinuates your competitors have it on theirs. I'm like, what? I mean, that is the weirdest thing. And then to top it off, let me finish my final point. Then top it off. No, go ahead. Top it off. What's the big issue there? So he tells them to take it off. I'll let Denise.
Well, he tells them to take it off their packaging, but he says you guys can use the rest of the labels that you've got. You know, so he takes away that that penalty, if you will, and then they leave the underlying Bud Light commercial that was played at the Super Bowl in place.
And the judge says okay. Judge says he could keep doing that.
It's kind of a weird decision.
Now, I'm okay with that part of the ruling, because when you watch the commercials, at least in the commercials, they say not brewed with, and the fermentation process is part of the brewing process, so there's a little bit more information versus just putting no corn syrup on your package, which would, I agree with them that it tends to insinuate that others have it in there, but so does fat-free. You know, fat-free tends to, when the first Diet Coke came out that was sugar-free, or the first beverage came out, if others wanted to do that, they could go ahead and put a product out there that said sugar-free. It's called competition in the marketplace. And, oh my gosh, shocker, somebody would do a commercial that led others to think something about another product in the marketplace might be inferior. Oh my, say it isn't so. That's just the market, for crying out loud.
And I agree, and that's why it's like so bizarre to me to say that saying no corn syrup on your packaging is insinuating all the other competition have corn syrup. That just to me is a bizarre ruling.
I see this ruling as a ripe freedom of speech issue in advertising. Say, look, the court cannot limit their ability to say no corn syrup. Anybody else, you guys can go put it on your package too.
And I agree with that, because they don't brew it with corn syrup. I mean, they do have a different product.
Yeah. You nailed it. If they're telling the truth, why is that a problem?
Right. Truth is an absolute
defense. What's wrong with
defense?
The truth? Right.
Well, Miller Lite has said, or Bud Light has said that they vowed to continue to make this a case, mm-hmm. and they are going to continue to push forward. Interestingly enough, apparently this issue actually nixed a joint marketing agreement that Miller and Anheuser-Busch had together for future commercials where they're going to kind of compete. You've seen this in other advertising, especially during the Super Bowl. There was one where the guy kept showing up in other commercials and stuff, and that kind of nixed that. But my thought is, well, if you can get your product in the public eye by filing a lawsuit, maybe you're doing it as well. We've kind of seen that happen with copyright lawsuits and with all sorts of things. There's a lot of advertising juice to filing a lawsuit, isn't there?
Well, especially in the music industry. Industry where we had the Stairway to Heaven.
Exactly.
And what's the name of the other one?
Spirit.
Spirit. I mean,
who never heard of that before this?
Now, you look at Spirit's, if you go to their YouTube, it's like 1,000,001 views, which probably had 5 views. It was like, who knew about Spirit until now?
I'll tell you, just on that issue,
Spirit, by the way.
On that issue alone, you listen to the Katy Perry song that was allegedly infringed. You listen to Pharrell and all this for stealing a beat, for stealing this. Go back and listen to Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good, all right? And then listen to Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys. They are identical from the intro. The only thing different is the lyrics. It is amazing that here you've got these multi-million dollar lawsuits because they're kind of similar, substantially similar, whatever. And here's Chuck Berry over there that has had his songs infringed on so much and has never gotten a dime from that.
But I think he had some kind of conversation with the Beach Boys about that at the time, if I'm not mistaken. I think he even taught them the lick on the guitar. I read that somewhere anyway. Well, here's Chuck Berry's version.
Yeah. So is this a copyright lawsuit? That's the question.
And people might recognize this from Back to the Future as the song that Marty McFly played at the dance.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you go over and listen to Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys.
Same thing.
About the girl who got her daddy's car cruising to the hamburger stand now.
Right.
You know.
But anyway, that's a lot. Well, we could go on and on about the copyright stuff. But, yeah, see, same thing. So technically, and this one I picked at $5. They made a lot more money on this one than Chuck Berry made on his.
At the time, but I think Chuck Berry's has probably stood the test of time.
That's
more.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
And I agree. Anyway, we're going to move on from the copyright stuff and talk about the court reversing. There's one conviction against the Garcia. His name is Jose Inez Garcia Zarate. Now, here, this is, let's backtrack. This is the case where this beautiful young lady, Kate Stein.
Stein Lee.
Obviously, Stein is German, but Kate Stein Lee is doing nothing but just relaxing and enjoying with her father a stroll out on the pier in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, this bullet hits her in the back and she dies. So what happened, the facts are that apparently there was an individual that worked for the which department was it?
Bureau of Land Management.
U.S. Bureau of Land Management ranger who reported his gun stolen from his car that was parked in San Francisco. Well, apparently there was a gun that was sitting wrapped up in some sort of
a T-shirt,
and this individual, this Jose, grabs it and allegedly didn't have it, but it's for a few seconds, and it discharges. It doesn't even hit her. It hits a wall and ricochets and then hits her. So he's found not guilty of killing her. And the big issue here, it's a political issue, because he was, five times he was deported from the United States? To Mexico, because he wasn't legally in the state of California. So here's the issue. They found him on one charge guilty, and that was gun possession charge.
Because he was a felon.
That's exactly right, because he was a felon. But the issue is, how does that apply to the appellate court saying, no, you cannot find him liable under the circumstances for possessing this gun. We'll be right back.
Unanswered questions answered after this on Radio Law Talk and on RadioLawTalk.com.
How will they perform a mammogram when I'm in a wheelchair?
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny, Radio Law Talk.
I love that. like Todd said, that's not really true, but that's a little girl talking. Those are all puns. Those are all puns. So anyway, we're back to the San Francisco case, and I laid it out for you, so I don't have to go over it again. The issue is, and again, we have Todd Kuhnen here, who's a former prosecutor for DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and is now a criminal defense lawyer. Denise, I do personal injury, and Denise does family law. But it's very interesting how the law works in this case. It's, by the way, so it was overturned. The one, only the one thing they found him guilty of, which is possession, was overturned by the appellate court on a 3-0, which is pretty rare to get all of them to agree. And us three lawyers, no matter what your political affiliation is, they definitely kind of messed up the prosecution here. And how did that happen, Todd? What happened?
Okay, so here is the instruction. Now, this isn't California. This is the instruction from the what they call CalCrims, which is a set of jury instructions that apply to all the different offenses. This is what the judge reads to the jury. Now, the first part of what I'm going to tell you is what the judge tells the jury the prosecution has to prove. Now, mind you, every element that the prosecution has to prove has to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. So the people have to prove that the defendant, Mr. Zarate, possessed a firearm. Okay, now possession can be holding it. Okay. Two, that he knew that he was in possession of a firearm. And three, that he had previously been convicted of a felony that prevented him or had a condition that prevented him from possessing it. So the first first issue here is whether or not the prosecution proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Zarate knew that he was in possession of a firearm. Now, the facts here are that he picked up a T-shirt, didn't know what it was, and it went off. Okay? The prosecution's argument is he had to have known what it was because the only way it could have gone off was if he pulled the trigger, if there was a trigger pull, and even if he couldn't see it through the T-shirt, the trigger pull would have been enough to let him know that he was in possession of a firearm, and so that is enough there.
Unless he picked it up and, what is this? Good click. That's what he did,
and then he threw it down.
Yeah.
That's the claim of the defense.
Yeah.
That's not a point of fact. That's the claim of the defense. Right.
Now, again, the prosecution has to prove these elements beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, if the prosecution has proven that a person, or if the judge believes there's sufficient evidence to meet this burden, then the defense is entitled to the following instruction about momentary possession. And what the judge would read the jury is, look, if you find that he possessed a firearm, it is not a violation of the law if the defense can establish the following, that he possessed the firearm for only a momentary or transitory period, and that he only possessed it with the intention of destroying, abandoning, or disposing of it, and he didn't, lastly, intend to prevent law enforcement officials from doing this, from taking the firearm.
Or really didn't even know that it was
yes.
in there. Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, the prosecution has to prove its elements beyond a reasonable doubt, but the defendant only has to reach the preponderance standard to prove his defense.
Which is,
if the jury basically 51% believes the defendant,
then
his defense works. Now, the problem with this case and what went up on appeal is that the defense wanted this instruction. They wanted this instruction about momentary possession as a defense, and the judge didn't give it.
To the jury, you mean?
He didn't give it to the jury. And the reason why was the prosecution argued that because it required a trigger pull to fire the gun, that it was more than just possessing the gun with the intent to destroy, abandon, or otherwise get rid of it, and that it was transitory. It was too long of an instance because the trigger would have had to have been pulled, and the judge agreed with them. And in my opinion, I think the appellate court got it right. I know that people are going to be angry because of the outcome and what happened with her, but really, I think that prosecutors have to be careful of this. If you win a case by prevailing on a very questionable legal argument, what are you really doing to the integrity of your conviction? Because you're just opening it up for appeal down the road. No case should ever be won, in my opinion, in a criminal case. No case should ever be won because the prosecutor has a silver tongue, because they could, sell sand to people that live on a beach, because they could sell ice to Alaskans. Evidence should be what prevails in a case because of the consequence of that. The defense attorney can be all smooth all they want. You can be smooth in civil cases all you want, but in a criminal case, it's the evidence. And if the evidence is that there might have been transitory possession, trust the jury, let them figure it out. That's what we have this for. Just my take on it.
And I think that's interesting because my evidence would be Kate Steinle's still dead at the hand of a person who was in the country illegally and had been ordered to be out of the country 5 times. The core argument is not whether he had the gun, but if he were not in the city where he didn't belong in the first place by law, could this have even happened?
But he was. But he was.
But you can see where you
right.
were.
Yeah,
you can't remake the facts. That's
yes.
the problem.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Right, I agree with what you're saying wholeheartedly, Cal. I understand that that's the sentiment.
Right.
And that's why we've talked before in this. We've talked before on Radio Law Talk in California, and every state has their own about relevancy for certain evidence, right? And when it comes to a felon being in possession of a firearm, the only relevant evidence on that specific charge is this. Are they a felon that prevents them from having a firearm? And did they possess one? And did they know they possessed it? The stuff about being an illegal alien and not should have been in the country, that has nothing to do with this specific charge, even though in the grand scheme of things, absolutely. But on this specific charge, the court has to keep that out because the jury just has to decide those three things. And
not be tainted by, you know, the bad conduct of the defendant that's not relevant to the act.
Which is what I get for thinking like a layman, because that's how most people who are not lawyers and judges and propeller heads and, you know, all of that would think about it.
And that's why there's so much outcry about the appellate court's decision in this case, because people look at it the way you just did. At the end of the day, there's a beautiful woman, regardless of how she looked, but there's a woman who's dead, a family who's deprived of a daughter, sister, whatever, and it happened at the hands of somebody that was in the country illegally. There's just something wrong, and that might be true. All
but
of that may be true, but it's not what happened. It's not the issue on this specific case.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a priest that picked up the T-shirt and accidentally set off the gun and then threw it down, and
absolutely.
Then there would be nothing
but
of that.
But to use your rhetoric, but it wasn't. The facts are the facts.
Yes.
It wasn't a priest. It wasn't a Boy Scout.
Right.
It was, right.
But it doesn't matter. See, that's what you're trying to say, Cal. Where it's wrong, that I'm saying is that has no relevance on what exactly happened. Just because, and I'm jumping on both, we're jumping on both, just because you're not there legally in that place doesn't mean he's guilty. If I go to France and I forget that my visa ran, and I'm there illegally, and this happens to me, I sure hope that they look at whatever I did as just that specific act, not that I was illegal.
Have you ever argued in a case, Fred, I'm sorry, where you say, well, if this client hadn't been speeding and arrived at that intersection when he did in an illegal manner, then this accident wouldn't have occurred. Has that argument ever come up?
You always argue.
You argue
everything.
That.
You argue everything.
No.
But that doesn't matter. But I, on the other side, that's why I say that this has no relevance on whether. I know what you're doing. Let me just want to finish this, Todd. I know we got 855 Law Radio if you want to talk about this. But it comes down to this. Everyone's upset because he had just got out, which he shouldn't have been out because of a sanctuary city issue. And that's another issue.
And really quickly, Cal, this isn't over for Mr. Zarate, because your claim that you talked about is a federal claim, which he is still talking about under 18 U.S. Code 922. An illegal alien cannot be in possession of a firearm, and that has yet to be tried.
Right.
So this isn't over.
Right.
That's a federal issue.
Yes.
If he gets off on the state court, the feds are after him.
Yes.
And so, yeah, those of you who are upset about this, the feds are coming. So anyway, we had a great hour. It was fun. We had a lot of things to talk about. It was interesting. It was informative. And sometimes we play around. But we'll talk to you next hour. If your station is not covering us, go to live, www.radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. There's another hour to come as we stream live on radiolawtalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.